When you are a big person, society seems to send these relentless messages that you take up too much space. So there's something really refreshing about feeling small. Well, one way to get that feeling is to appreciate the vastness of the world, the way you do on a good hike. But as sound effect contributor Bethany Denton explains, getting out into nature can be a challenge.
I think it can sometimes feel like there's no room for fat people in the outdoors. I say this as a fat person. In fact, a fat person who grew up in a very outdoorsy community outside of Glacier National Park in Montana. As a kid, I hiked and skied and rafted like most people do out there. But as I got older, and as I got fatter, hiking trips became less frequent. Mostly by choice, since I was almost always the slowest one holding up the rest of the group. But as a teenager, I often witnessed friends making plans for this hike or that backpacking trip. Plans peppered with different excuses as to why it was probably for the best that I didn't come along. You really need to be sure-footed for this trail. You know, stuff like that. After a while, even short hikes seemed out of my league. And so I would say things to my friends like, "Please, you think this hikes?" while gesturing to my body. We'd all laugh. And later I would imagine them on the trail, scaling the last 1,000 feet of elevation, the viewpoint in sight. I imagine their exhaustion, their sore muscles and sweaty backs, and their euphoria when they reached the top. I'm not going to speak for all fat people, but what I will say from my experience is that for me, the danger of being fat is not the physical limitations. The danger of being fat for me is the resignation. Thoughts that begin with, "I could never," or "I'm not the kind of person who could blank until I lose weight." And so I told myself for years that I hated the outdoors, all while daydreaming about how amazing it must be to be in the woods or up on a mountain, without judgment or fear of my body failing me. So when I discovered the group Fat Girls Hiking, you can imagine my excitement.
Is there, everyone's here?
Yes, I think so.
Everyone's here. Great. Fat Girls Hiking is a body positive outdoor community based in Portland, Oregon. So just like any type of movement-based activity that seems intimidating, we try to do together.
You use the word intimidating. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think that a lot of fitness places are intimidating for fat people because, well, the motivation, I think, for a lot of people going to fitness places is weight loss. And that's not my motivation at all for doing any type of movement. It's mostly mental health, and it just feels good.
My goal is never Summer, the group's founder, started Fat Girls Hiking back in 2015. When I asked Summer how the group got started, she told me it began as a joke between her and her girlfriend at the time.
I was dating someone who would just, like, surprise me with hikes. She would just be like, "Let's go for a drive," and I'd be like, "Cool." And then we'd go for a drive, and she'd be like, "Hey, we're going to walk to this waterfall," and I'd be like, "Okay." And then it would be, like, a four-mile hike, and I'd be like, "I'm wearing fashion boots that, like, are not good for a wet trail." And then, so one day we were on this trail, and we're just like, God, everyone just felt like everyone was looking at us. Like, what are these fat girls doing hiking, you know? We were just, like, laughing about it, like, "Yeah, we're fat girls and we're hiking," you know? And we're just, like, just totally, like, making fun of ourselves. And then it just became a thing. I just started an Instagram, and it was just like, yeah, that's how it started.
There is one rule in fat girls hiking. No one gets left behind.
It makes me so mad when I hear that people go on group hikes and they get left behind. But that's the common experience, right? You have to be able to keep up or you'll get left behind. That's how it's always been, you know? Like, when you're in school and you have to, like, run the mile. I was always the last person. I loved running. But I got so shamed for being the last person that I stopped doing it because it wasn't fun to feel like shit about being the last person.
I met up with Summer and a group of other fat girl hikers on a typical December morning. There were 7 of us that day. 9, if you count the 2 dogs on leashes. We met at Carkeek Park in northwestern Seattle. The sky was overcast and gray all day, the trails were muddy with recent rains, and the salty smell of the Puget Sound was heavy in the air. Our only goal was to make it to the beach.
Here, and that's our trail right there.
And as happens in groups of people with similar bodies, we talked about our bodies.
Has anyone here ever had trouble buying like outdoor or athletic clothes?
Oh, yeah.
It's impossible to buy athletic clothes as a
larger woman. They don't make them.
This is one hiker, Marley Blonsky.
It's really, really frustrating. Like, for example, right now I'm wearing Target yoga pants, which are really not functional for hiking. It's just, we need functional clothing. Like, we hike, we bike, make clothes for us. We'll buy them. Yeah,
we eventually came to a trestle that crossed a train track and led down to the beach. A murder of crows danced happily above us, and the sky glowed that strange yellow-gray that happens when the sun is behind thick layers of clouds. As we walked, another hiker, LaMonica Washington, told me about a time when she went to a snowshoeing class with a friend. Before the class even started, LaMonica and her friend both noticed other people in the class staring at her.
You know, it was just kind of a weird experience. Even my friend, he's tall, thin, white guy, even he sensed that people were, like, prejudging me. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if he can sense that, then you know something's there. He was like, I just don't understand why everybody's looking at you. I don't think it's because you're black. It's because he was like, there's two black guys here and a lot of Asian people here. I just don't understand. And I was like, well, you got to look around again. I'm the fattest person here. Everyone yeah. else here is, you know.
Yeah.
It's eye-opening, you know. Mm-hmm. Fine. Yeah. When they can see you actually being, like, stereotyped mm-hmm. without even knowing your drive, you know, your goals or, you know, your ambition, you know, assuming that you have no business being here. Mm-hmm.
I know that look that LaMonica is talking about. All of us fat girl hikers do. There's something happening with fat people online, especially on Instagram, which is where I discovered fat girls hiking in the first place. I keep seeing profiles of fat people living life without trying to lose weight. There's this idea that being fat doesn't mean you're not healthy, just as being thin doesn't mean that you are. And it might seem like a small thing, just deciding to be fat, an inaction rather than an action. But for me and for other fat girls hiking, deciding to live a healthy life that doesn't center around weight loss is revolutionary.
Because I think a lot of people say this, I've heard this a lot through fat girls hiking, like, oh, well, I'll do that hike when I lose this amount of weight. And I'm just like, why have that be a barrier for yourself? Why not just do it now? And it's like a freedom to, like, have all this space. I can kind of take up as much space as I want. Being around, like, you see, like, a huge tree, you're like, no one's, like, shaming this huge tree for being big. This tree is beautiful because it's big. And thinking about things like, you're actually really insignificant in the world. When you are next to the ocean, you just realize how small you are. And that's just, like, to me, that's, like, that kind of perspective is the most beneficial thing.
Near the end of the group hike, I started talking to Kelsey Esquinas.
For me to, like, experience nature and its grandeur is, like, more healing or, like, more valuable to my life than the actual fitness part.
Yeah.
So there's this song that kind of, I think, like, encompasses it. It's by Kimya Dawson. Do you know who that is? It's called I Like Giants. It basically says, like, you're smaller than a speck of dust in a giant's eye. And I feel like when you go to the mountains or, like, when you see that type of stuff, like, that is so visually representative.
I'm getting a little emotional because that's one of my favorite songs.
Like, awesome! That makes me so happy.
Yeah. And it's not really a very common...
We all packed up and met each other out for lunch at a Central American restaurant. No one said anything about calories or bad foods. Plates were passed around. We all tried each other's meals. And Kelsey gave me a ride home, and along the way, she switched on Kimya Dawson, and we both sang along to one of our favorite songs.
I am one with everything. Rock and roll is fun, but if you ever hear someone say you are huge, look at the moon, look at the stars, look at the sun, look at the ocean and the desert and the mountains and the sky, because all girls feel too big sometimes, regardless of their size. Say I am just a speck of dust inside a giant's eye.
Bethany Denton lives in Seattle, where she helps produce the podcast Here Be Monsters.